and welcome to TWS Podcast. I'm Harrison Bloy.
And I'm Ethan Reed.
And today we're joined by Mrs. Brown, the head of sixth form here at Whitstable School.
Hello.
It'll be really great for the Whitstable School community to hear from you. So I hope you don't mind me asking a few questions.
Not at all. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for coming on to talk to us today. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
If you had superpower, what would it be and why?
Okay, that's a very good question. I grew up really loving Wonder Woman. She's my favourite superhero. So she had the powers of strength, like she's super, super strong. And she could fly as well. And she was like a goddess before being Wonder Woman. And also she had that memory string where she made people forget all the bad stuff that had happened. So that would be cool. So I would definitely want all of those powers and I'd want to be Wonder Woman.
Is it true that sixth formers get loads of free periods?
They get some free periods. So what happens is they do usually around three subjects and they get six periods for each subject. So if you think you guys have 30 periods a week, a typical sixth former would have about 18. So sometimes they get to sleep in the morning or they get to go home early.
What are the expectations for the sixth formers at the Whitstable School?
We built a lovely community in the sixth form and I have quite high expectations for them. So it's things like being on time, being ready to learn, being enthusiastic about their subjects. And generally, because they've chosen the subjects they're doing, they are quite keen to do them. And that they take their learning seriously and they work outside of the lessons as well.
What is the most popular subject pupils have chosen to take?
It changes year to year. This year, the most popular subject is business and then criminology as well. That's quite popular. And also forensic science is quite popular too.
Yeah. Would you mind telling us about the sixth form open evening that is taking place on the 7th of December?
I would love to tell you about that. So what happens is all of the people who are going to be teaching a sixth form subject, they set up shop around the lower creative. We might have subjects upstairs this year as well, and parents and students can come round and they can talk to each stand and each subject and find out more about what the subject is about, what the entry requirements are, and there'll be a presentation on the stage because we're offering some new A levels this year, so we'll be talking about that as well. And it'll be a chance for parents to ask questions and for students as well.
Okay. How does the sixth form support the wider community outside the school?
I think it's really important that our sixth formers are ambassadors within the community. And particularly in business, we have a unit where they have to put on an event. And so the event we chose this time was to go into an old people's home and put on a Christmas event. So they are going to be bringing joy to lots of old people by singing carols and doing some crafts and things like that. We're going to take mince pies and some food. And sometimes old people don't have many people visiting them, do they? You know, they can be sat there for ages. And so I thought it'd be lovely for us to do a little event for them.
What do you see the future of the Whitstable School sixth form looking like?
I see it being bigger and brighter. And hopefully when we get more classroom space, that we'll have, you know, more subjects that we can offer. We might bring in a football academy. You know, there are plans to grow it as a sixth form.
Yeah.
As the school grows, we would love as a sixth form to grow with it.
Yeah. Why should pupils come to the TWS sixth form?
They should come because they have excellent teachers. So sometimes it's nice to, if you get on well with a teacher here, to have them again, you know, in sixth form.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might have a completely different teacher if it's a subject we've not done before. But it's a chance to really be part of our community, which is a really thriving community. And if you see the sixth formers around and ask them, they're always really proud to be sixth formers here. And they take it really seriously. And I think you would come because you get lots of really good pastoral care. So we always know if there's something wrong, you've got someone to talk to. And it's a slightly smaller community at school. You can use your own phones. We've got like a whole room. You've been up to sixth form? Perhaps you have to come and have a little visit. They have chess club up there as well. But yeah, they get to have their own area, which is really nice. And I think that's really important for sixth formers. So if you come here, you still get your independence and all of those things that you'd get if you go to college. But you're in a separate area of the school.
Thank you very much for that. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that I'd really love to see some students and parents come to our open evening. That would be really lovely. And I hope one day when you reach, you know, the time to make your decisions, that you will consider us as a sixth form as well. Because you're very lovely young men. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Miss Brown, for our questions today. Thank you for listening to this TWS podcast. I've been Harrison Bloy.
And Ethan Reed. Stay tuned for more TWS podcast updates.